Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize if I took a little bit more time to take the floor, but my comment was actually on 14.4, but I also have something to say on 14.5, so I'll tackle both at the same time. We had some qualms over the way in which 14.4 was worded, given that on the one hand, we see that the very first sentence focuses on the immunity of states and international responsibility of states as well. However, the second sentence makes a direct connection to Article 30 of the Vienna Convention on Treaty Law. And so our qualm is particularly about the link, and perhaps this is something that can be clarified at a later stage, as you said that we will look at several of the questions raised thus far. But still, we do have a question about the link between the concept of state immunity and a legally binding instrument per se. And we would like to know if what we seek to do with this paragraph is to address cases where there are businesses owned by the state. And, well, that's a question we would like to have answered before we take a position on the drafting itself. Preliminarily, though, we think that it might behoove us to separate these two ideas into two separate paragraphs. However, we don't have a specific proposal about how to do this. Maybe later on, when we have a better understanding of why the paragraph is as it is, we may propose something else. On 14.5, well, I should say that throughout the negotiation, we have been silenced when the topic of primacy has been brought to bear. And I should say that we share the concerns and doubts raised by Brazil, given that we are concerned about possibly starting to draw up a hierarchy between various branches of international law, between international law or international human rights law or international trade law, and to draw a hierarchy between these, which is why I believe that we should address this with kid gloves. We know that the goal here, or at least we believe that the goal here, would be to strike a balance between protecting human rights, especially when many of these rights are considered jus cogens, but also among the commitments that the state has taken on through trade investment agreements. And especially, we wonder whether, with a paragraph such as this one, the state might be dispensed from responsibility between international courts when they have struck trade agreements, if they might have some friction with human rights, which is why we would like to be added alongside Brazil with